January 14, scripture reading, Genesis 3, 22-24. Between God and man, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7, 25. The Lord did not place in Adam fallen and disobedient the confidence he placed in Adam loyal and true. The rewards of heaven are not granted to transgressors. The eyes of Adam and Eve were indeed open, but to what? To see their own shame and ruin, to realize that the garments of heavenly light which had been their protection were no longer around them as their safeguard. Their eyes were open to see that nakedness was the fruit of transgression. As they heard God in the garden, they hid themselves from him, for they anticipated that which till their fall they had not known, the condemnation of God. God has declared that man's only means of safety is entire obedience to all his words. We are not to make the experiment of testing the evil course with all its results. This will bring weakness through disobedience. God's plan was to give man clear-sightedness in all his work. There was to be cooperation between man and God, but this plan was greatly interfered with by Adam's transgression. Satan led him to sin, and the Lord would not communicate with him after he had sinned as he did when he was without sin. After the fall, Christ became Adam's instructor. He acted in God's stead toward humanity, saving the race from immediate death. He took upon him the office of mediator. Adam and Eve were given a probation in which to return to their allegiance, and in this plan all their posterity were embraced. Without the atonement of the Son of God, there could have been no communication of blessing or salvation from God to man. God was jealous for the honor of his law. The transgression of that law had caused a fearful separation between God and man. To Adam in his innocence was granted communion, direct, free, and happy with his Maker. After his transgression, God would communicate to man only through Christ and angels.